This is Jay Sekulow, The Politics of Marriage.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
At a certain point, I've just concluded that for me personally, it is important for me to go ahead and affirm that I think same-sex couples should be able to get married.
I know for many people the issue of marriage is going to be a defining issue, and they'll make the decision on that basis. That's their right. But you don't change your positions to try and win states or certain subgroups of Americans. You have the positions you have. And as you know, I've made it very clear that I believe marriage should be a relationship between a man and a woman.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
I think any day that this president doesn't have to talk about his record on the economy
is
a day they're probably cheering about in Chicago, because that's not something he wants to talk about.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. And our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We're taking your calls from around the country. We're going to give you an update on Pastor Youssef Nardarkhani. We're going to talk about the president's statement regarding the issue of marriage. How does that play politically? And what are the legal ramifications? What is the real legal issue in these cases? Our phone lines are open for you, and we want to know what do you think about the issue, and how does it play into the electoral process for you? 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. There is a major case right now brewing regarding the Defense of Marriage Act. Remember, the Obama administration decided not to defend DOMA. All DOMA does, by the way, it doesn't confer or deny same-sex couples the right to marry. If a state allows it, the state can allow it. What DOMA does, it says, the Defense of Marriage Act says, that another state does not have to recognize that marriage in their state. So it is, in fact, a state issue, as a lot of people say it is. And if you look at it from a federalist position, it would be. Then you have to say, okay, how does this play into the legal structure? If you were going to brief the issue, I would be focusing on the fact that the states are allowed to and make the determination of marriage. There's no constitutional right to be married, by the way. Not for heterosexuals or homosexuals or anybody else. That's not a constitutional right, as I view it. It's a statutory right under the states, and it has certain benefits and certain tax privileges on the federal level. So that's how it plays out. But this is going to be the politics of this, folks, you're going to be using. Again, we're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. Jordan, I've been in New York most of the week. I was on Fox News quite a bit. Jordan, you've been in Washington. How is this playing out as far as the political environment goes right now?
Sure. I think you look at a lot of the commentary coming now, and you see that this may be very uniting for Mitt Romney. The latest Gallup poll came out today. It shows Mitt Romney's biggest lead ever nationally, 7 points. People are wondering at 50-43% whether this is a backlash, whether people are looking at this in states like North Carolina, who just passed the amendment, where a lot of moderates and Democrats were voting for a traditional marriage, the definition of marriage between a man and a woman, whether or not this backlash that's happening will carry through and certainly could be uniting the conservative base around Mitt Romney, because another one of those issues where the contrast is very clear.
It's going to be interesting to see how it plays out, because the president also said yesterday, folks, I don't know if you most of you picked this up, that it's not going to be part of their major platform issues of moving this forward. So that is a big, big statement. I don't know if we have the president's soundbite on that one. If not, we'll try to get it. But he said, or some of his spokespeople have said, and his representative said, this is not going to be a major issue for them in the campaign. So I believe that that will be an interesting dynamic as this comes out. Well, again, we're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. If you want to talk about this issue, we want you to give us a call. Hey, folks, go to ACLJ.org. You can sign the petition to free Youssef Nardarkhani, reaching well over 2 million people now on Twitter, and that's huge. But as all these issues are discussed, we want you to have our foundations of freedom. It's the Constitution, Declaration of Independence, and Bill of Rights. Jordan's going to let you know right now how you can get your copy.
Just call now, 877-989-2255. Again, 877-989-2255. You can also go to ACLJ.org, but I encourage you to call now. Get your copy of the Foundations of Freedom. It's so important. Your Constitution, Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence, Gettysburg Address, a book that we all have at the ACLJ. Our free gift to you, 877-989-2255.
The American Center for Law and Justice is committed to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. Whether it's in court or on Capitol Hill, the ACLJ stands ready to defend the Constitution. And there's no better way to get the information you need than through the ACLJ's daily radio broadcast, J Secular Live. Millions of Americans listen every day, including former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin.
I listen to Jay Sekulow all the time, so I'm learning a lot from Jay and from Jordan.
The ACLJ on the front lines, protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. And we want you to have an important resource. Free, our gift to you. It's called The Foundations of Freedom, and it includes the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, and the Gettysburg Address. Get your free copy today. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or online at aclj.org. Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Sekulow provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Sekulow Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Sekulow tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Sekulow. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on ACLJ.org.
Everybody, welcome back to the broadcast. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. Let me encourage you to keep updated by going to the website at the ACLJ at aclj.org. You can sign the petition for Youssef Nardakhani. You can also support the work of the ACLJ with an online tax-deductible gift, and we encourage you to do that at aclj.org. And as we mentioned, we are offering our Foundations of Freedom. As all these issues are being discussed right now, we thought it'd be appropriate for you to know what the Constitution actually says about things, about liberty and freedom. So we want to send you a copy of the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, the Constitution of the United States, as well as other key documents in the Foundation of America. We call it Foundations of Freedom. You just call us at 1-877-989-2255. We'll send that right out to you, our gift to you, 877-989-2255. Of course, you can sign up and get a lot of information at aclj.org. And by the way, if you're not getting our emails, you need to get those. You can keep up to date with us. Sign on at the website, and you can get up our email alerts. You can follow Jordan on Twitter, follow the ACLJ on Twitter, follow me on Twitter, all that available at aclj.org. We're going to go right to our phones. Let's go right to them.
Yep, Jennifer's calling in from Maryland on line 3. Jennifer, welcome to J Sekulow Live.
Hi, Jennifer.
How are you?
Good. You're on the air.
So, Jay, you know, I was listening and watching George Stephanopoulos' show last night.
Yep.
And he mentioned that most African Americans do not support gay marriage. However, he doubted that they would not vote for Obama. I am African American. I voted Democrat most of my life. I even campaigned for him in the primary.
Right.
During his first term, but I will not be voting for Obama in 2012.
Interesting call, because I think that, you know, whether this was a force move on the statement on marriage or whether it was because of Vice President Biden's statement, the only one that knows that is inside the White House. But the reaction within the black community, the African-American community, has been pretty loud. And I can tell you from pastors I've talked to as well that this is not sitting well. And again, the issue here, you understand, there's no national movement. You'd have to amend the Constitution to have same-sex marriage for all 50 states. The way it's done is through a legislative process, and that's the way our federal system of government, if we're federalists, that's the way it's set up. What you've got here, though, is the president lending his prestige to the issue. No matter what side you are on the issue, though, the idea that the states have no voice in how marriage laws are interpreted in their state is ridiculous, because domestic relations laws are determined by the states. That's the way it works. So it's going to be very interesting to see how this plays out, and we appreciate, Jennifer, your call. And let's grab another call.
Yeah, back to the phones we go. 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Bruce calling from Colorado. Online for Bruce. Welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Bruce.
Oh, hi, guys. Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm just wondering, with Obama now endorsing gay marriage, if that isn't a preview of things to come, because, you know, the Attorney General's office has kind of gone rogue, so to speak. Again.
Well, on the going rogue there was the not defending DOMA, and that's the Defense of Marriage Act. And let me give you the legal issue there very succinctly, and then I'm going to get Jordan's comments to see how it's playing in Washington right now. Here's the problem. The president may not like a particular law, but if it's been passed by the Congress and it's a law of the United States, the Department of Justice is supposed to offer a defense. I mean, that's just the way it's supposed to be. And they didn't do that, and now Congress has hired outside counsel, and there's a whole series of briefs that need to be done, and a lot of people are involved, and we're looking at some of the legal issues in that. But the point is, that's where the Department of Justice, again, picking and choosing what laws it wants to defend, and that's not playing well, Jordan, with a lot of members of Congress, certainly a lot of friends of ours.
Absolutely. I think Bruce, this is a preview, but President Obama has not left much up, much left, I mean, to really come out and admit where he stands on the issues, especially these the social issues, which I think his campaign does not really want to get into so much. This is more of a decision election between two very different ways to govern the country. And this is another huge divisive issue. But they think that, you know, you can play politics for this. We have gotten to we figured out very clearly, I think it makes it a pretty easy decision for voters, exactly where President Obama is on the issues and where he'd like the country to be. And he may say, as president, you know, I'm not going to push this at a federal level, but he's given a boost to those at the state level to work, and his federal government has stopped defending our own laws. So I think, Bruce, yeah, this is just this is still the first term is always kind of a bit of a preview of the full policy being implemented, because, one, you can't do that in the first 4 years, and, two, you save some of the more controversial, I'm not sure what's left or want to even think about what's left, but certainly the judicial nominees to the Supreme Court would be one. There could be more nominees there in another term. So I think we have to watch all of that very carefully. But, listen, this is giving everybody not just a preview but an insight into where President Obama is on the key issues.
Well, he was forced in a position where he had to say it, whether he was going to say it earlier or not. I don't think this was any surprise to anybody. It certainly wasn't to us that this was his position. It's just it was an awkward way for that position to be rolled out. Hey, folks, we're offering our Foundations of Freedom. I want to encourage you to get the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights. We're going to send it to you. Just call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. But let me also encourage you to go to aclj.org, where you can get a whole host of information. You can sign the petition for Youssef Nardakhani. You can support the work of the ACLJ through your tax-deductible gifts right online. A lot of people are doing that, and that really makes a big difference. So aclj.org for that. And we're going to go right back to our phones. Hey, Jordan, what do you have coming up on your program today? I guess we should talk about that.
Billy Hallowell from The Blaze will talk more about the reaction within the different faith communities around the country to President Obama's announcement this week, kind of round that up, and also talk about what's happening. He's been covering what's happened in Syria with the latest round of attacks aimed at the government, but purportedly by an Al-Qaeda-linked group, which is kind of throws another player into what's happening there between the opposition, the government, and Assad's government. Now you've got an outside terror element as well trying to seize on the moment of really you've got just a basic civil war.
Well, so I've got all that coming up. Yeah, that situation's going to – I was actually on the phone and chatting, emails exchanged today with folks in the situation in Egypt, and it's just that whole Middle East – the whole Arab Spring has turned into, unfortunately, a global nightmare, and that's reality of what we're doing. Let's try to get some more calls before the break.
Yep, Mark calling in from New York, online four. Very interesting, and another phone call kind of echoing some of the others. We've heard Mark. Welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Good afternoon. Thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to touch up on the comment that your previous caller made, the female.
Yes.
She's a lifelong Democrat. And I'm the same way, but I'm also a Christian, and I think Obama is going to lose a huge portion of the Christian vote. I'm voting Republican. I never thought I'd say that, but I am. And, you know, I think
Well, I think, look, this was a calculated decision. I appreciate you calling in, Mark. I mean, I'll tell you where I think it's going to play politically, where he's going to have to watch it. You're going to have to watch it in Ohio, where it's a more conservative Democratic voter. North Carolina, which the president took last time by, was it 12 percentage points, I believe. That state voted for a definition of marriage that was between a man and a woman just this week. So that is a calculated gamble. So North Carolina and Ohio is a battleground state. So, Jordan, the calculation on this, you've done political campaigns at the presidential level before. This is a tough calculus. I'm sure they figured it out. And I think a lot of it had to do with releasing money that was being held back by the groups that were to benefit from the president's statement.
Yeah, you look at the Clooney fundraiser last night in Hollywood. This is millions of dollars he raised President Obama's campaign in 90 minutes after that comment was just leaked from ABC News, previewing it for the evening news broadcast, and raised $1 million from gay organizations, gay rights organizations that were holding money back, like you said. So economically, maybe a good decision for his campaign and to rally the base. But you look at some of the swing states, and they're swing states because they lean, they're right in the middle, and they've leaned Republican in the past. Certainly North Carolina has. And you have to wonder if this kind of tips it. He only won that by 0.3% in 2008, and that could tip the entire election for a Democrat, especially a very key state. If you can win that, you've basically won. But I think there you see this. It may, I think, do two things, Dad. This is how I've seen it. One, it may turn some to vote against President Obama, who may have voted for him in the past. I think what the African-American community would be very interesting to watch because of how conservative the church leaders in that community are on this issue and people's beliefs. But second, whether people stay at home again. Some of the people who for the first time voted in 2008 become re-disenfranchised with the political process and with politicians who they trusted this time, voted for President Obama, and now he's done things that are really repulsive to them and violate their conscience, their beliefs.
I think that's exactly right. The impact of this, we will not know until November, but it certainly raises the ires up. 1-800-684-3110. I encourage you to go to ACLJ.org. Now, I really encourage you to visit the website where we've got frequent updates. A lot of our lawyers are posting blogs up on the website as well. You can sign on to the Nardacani petition. We will also encourage you, and I will always ask that you consider making a prayerful gift to the American Center for Law and Justice, to the ACLJ at aclj.org. You can do that as well. And we're giving out today our Foundations of Freedom. It's the Constitution, Declaration of Independence, and the Bill of Rights. We want you to have it. Here is the number. And it is 1-800-6, for the Foundation of Freedom, it's 1-877-989-2255. Let me give you that number again. It's 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org and get a host of information. Follow Jordan on Twitter at twitter.com/JordanSeculo. And again, aclj.org, or call us right now for Foundations of Freedom, 1-877-989-2255. As we fell into the sun, and the first one said to the second one there, I hope you're having fun.
Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Seculo provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Seculo Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Seculo tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Seculo. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on ACLJ.org. The American Center for Law and Justice is committed to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. Whether it's in court or on Capitol Hill, the ACLJ stands ready to defend the Constitution. And there's no better way to get the information you need than through the ACLJ's daily radio broadcast, Jay Seculo Live. Millions of Americans listen every day, including former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin.
I listen to Jay Seculo all the time, so I'm learning a lot from Jay and from Jordan.
The ACLJ on the front lines, protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. And we want you to have an important resource. free, our gift to you. It's called The Foundations of Freedom, and it includes the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, and the Gettysburg Address. Get your free copy today. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or online at aclj.org.
Back to the broadcast, 1-800-684-3110. We've got a lot of calls coming in. We're going to go right to them. Let's go.
Yeah, 1-800-684-3110. We'll be taking your calls in this segment and on the Jordan Seculo Show today, 1-800-684-3110. Joseph calling in from New Jersey on line 4. Joseph, welcome to Jay Seculo Live.
Hi, Joseph.
Best answer on this. He did this just before the election. Seems like a little suicide. He also told the churches, we have to do the abortions, and he was forcing them. Why didn't he wait everything to after the election? Why is this?
Well, I don't know how, you know, this came out. I don't think this was some kind of accident. I think this was a pre-plan, maybe not through Biden's office, but you've got a situation now. The question is going to be, will the Democrats in their platform committee actually add the issue of same-sex marriage rights into the platform committee? If they do, they run the risk of what they call blue dog Democrats, either sitting out the election or voting for Republicans. So that's going to be interesting. And, Jordan, do we have any updates on that? Are you hearing anything on the Hill?
Yeah, I mean, I think right now what you're looking at, politically speaking, on this issue, the president really, as we heard on the marriage issues, played down the role of the federal government now. House Republicans, they are, on DOMA. There's even legislation that's going to be moving forward next week that would defund the Department of Justice if they don't defend DOMA, for their refusal to defend DOMA. And, I mean, this has already passed through subcommittee stages in the House of Representatives. So I think all of this is going to have an effect, but there's not a current law right now moving forward because, as you said, as President Obama even said, this is more about what he thinks the state level. What he's doing, I think, through the policy is opening it up to states in a way that seems they were already given the indication that we're not going to fight any of these moves. We're not even going to fight for existing law. But members of Congress is a very divisive issue, even inside the Republican Party. People are not as clear on the issue, and the country is about evenly divided now, which is a significant shift in the last 10 years, even the last 8 years, a couple of presidential terms. We're at a different point where sitting president of the United States up for re-election. Who would have thought back in 2003 that a sitting president up for re-election would endorse gay marriage just before an election cycle rather than waiting until his second term? But I think this was a coordinated effort. I don't buy into any of this being something the president was forced to do or not coordinated. This is a smart political team who would not have had Vice President Biden say that, or the Secretary of Education. It was a build-up for a week and a kind of crescendo into a fundraising boom for the campaign.
And the question then is, what do you read into the new Rasmussen poll, which has Romney at 50, President Obama at 43? Of course, it's so early, it's hard to tell. But, I mean, it's interesting that this has come out in light of all the last couple of days' discussion.
Yeah, sure. I mean, listen, when you look at what's happening politically and you see all of the different issues facing our country, this is now on the front pages. It's being discussed a lot on in the news, and it will be, and it will come up in the presidential debates. But I do believe at the end of the day that this is more about the bases of each party. I think for President Obama, he was really forced into doing this. And risk, I think, isolating a lot of maybe not a lot, but some of the African-American support he received, especially in 2008, this historic landmark election. It's not the same this time around. And the second part about that, Mitt Romney, I think, benefits from the contrast and clarity on this issue. If you are a social conservative, and we're not as enthusiastic about Romney and maybe supported others in the Republican primary, but we're leaning his way, does this push you to take the extra step and become a volunteer and, make the phone calls, get your friends and family involved? This may be one of those issues where it tips the grassroots balance or at least evens it up, I think, maybe the enthusiasm level. But it may not translate into actual difference that we could notice in a poll, though. North Carolina is so close. Seems like one of those Virginia, Ohio,
that's where
the Rust Belt, very close.
That's where it could hurt them. I think in Virginia, Ohio, And as you said, North Carolina, these are states that are essential to an Obama victory, and I think this calculation may not work out as they hope. But we'll see soon enough. All right, we're going to take some more of your phone calls. Let's try to grab as many as we can. Jordan, will you be taking any during your broadcast?
Yeah, we'll be taking calls today at 1-800-684-3110. So if you don't get on in the next couple few minutes, hang on the line, and we'll get you on the Jordan Seculo Show. Let's go right back to the phones. Let's see, James calling in from Maine on line four. James, welcome to Jay Seculo Live.
Hi, James.
How are you today?
Good.
I think President Obama, you know, I'm completely against this, but he's pretty shrewd because now he's got Republicans talking about social issues, and it seems to be off the focus of the economy.
Right.
One of the huge things.
Yeah.
You know, he's got a good political team. I disagree with most of his stuff, but it's really upsetting that I think the Republicans have taken this bait so much.
Well, I hope, you know, you don't hear the Romney campaign talk. They had to respond to it initially. They did. But you don't hear a lot of discussion about that. And I think that's because you're right. There's a calculation here politically. And that calculation politically is that the election is going to be determined by the economy. And Romney has been running as the economic candidate. And this issue, then all of a sudden, if you do this and it becomes like the HHS mandate, which was a good issue for Republicans, but became a terrible issue for Republicans when it became contraceptive. That's the problem with the same one here. And that's why I think you're going to see the focus this week and not on the definition of marriage, but back on the major political issues of the day. It's not that the party's bases, both Republican and Democrats, don't care, but it's the reality that for the Republicans, it's an economic decision here and that they're going to be moving forward with. Hey, folks, let me encourage you, get Foundations of Freedom so you know what the Constitution says. We want you to have it. It's our gift to you. 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. And let's go back to the phones.
Yeah, back to the phones we go. We'll take another phone call. Remember, hang on the line. Keep calling. 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Ellen calling in from Georgia on line one. Ellen, welcome to Jay Seculo Live.
Hi, Ellen.
Yes, I have a question. I'm kind of upset, you know, every time that everybody touches a dollar, it says, "In God we trust." And that's what this whole country was on, was God and the Bible and everything. And Obama is going against everything that the country stands for. And is he going to be the first president out of all the presidents, out of all the years of everything that everybody fought for, shed their blood for, is he going to try and change that two men can be joined together and two women can be joined?
Well, he said, look, I mean, he's made a statement clear that he thinks that he's come to the his view has evolved, as he said, and he's evolved to take the position that same-sex marriage, in his view, is appropriate. Now, here's the legal issue. Let me give you the legal issue. The legal issue, though, is what constitutional authority is there to define marriage in any circumstance on a national basis? And there is not. It is defined as a state issue, and that's why the states make the call and the states make the decision. And that's where this will get fuzzy over the next year when you're going to say, what's the administration going to do? Are they going to call for state amendments where most states have not allowed same-sex marriage? 32 states have not. Three or four states have. How are they going to play that out? And that's where the politics of this will come in, and we will see soon enough. Hey, stay on the line, folks. If you want to talk to Jordan, he'll be taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. So all of you that are on the line, stay there, 800-684-3110. Let me encourage you to help us out also. If you go to aclj.org, you can make an online donation to the American Center for Law and Justice. Now, that gift in any amount is tax deductible, and that keeps us going, keeps us broadcasting on the air, helps us in our offices in D.C. and around the globe. So aclj.org for you to add your name to a petition or to support the work through a tax-deductible donation to the ACLJ. Jordan's going to let you know how you can get your copy of Foundations of Freedom as well.
Yeah, you call now, 877-989-2255. The great thing about Foundations of Freedom, we all have it, the ACLJ. It's in our studios, in our offices. We give it out to the guests who visit us and the meetings we have because it's got the Constitution, Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence, Gettysburg Address. Another great part about it, it's absolutely free for you. It's a thank you for those who listen, to participate, support us. 877-989-2255. Call 877-989-2255.
If you've previously listened to the full hour of Jay's broadcast, now beginning at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, you can listen to the new Jordan Seculo Show. Jordan Seculo provides insightful analysis and interviews with top newsmakers, live from Washington, D.C. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 Eastern. Find out how you can listen to the show online at www.jordanseculo.com. And if you're interested in carrying this new program on your station or network, contact the Jordan Seculo Show via email, info@seculo.com.